Hello everyone, it's me again, Kateri, and this is Random Talks. So today it's Sunday, May 17th, 2020. Today was supposed to be the end of our lockdown, our 72-hour lockdown, but because people don't know how to listen, they extended it until Thursday. Yes. And usually I like staying home, but after being told that you have to stay home, it brings out that child in you that wants to be defiant, and I want to go out. I have nothing to do out. I live in the country. I can go outside anytime I want, but it's just the fact that they're telling you you have to stay home that makes you not want to stay home. So anyways, that's what my morning is. I'm out of coffee. I should have got some coffee before I sat down to do this. Anyways, so I am working on my children's book that I haven't published yet. I said I was going to have done by May. And it's called Tyler Meets Happy Lee, The Moon, Volume 7. And this is Volume 7 in my Adventures of Tyler collection. And this is going to be about a creation story. So I decided to keep you guys kind of hanging today and thought that I would read you this story instead of my second chapter of my book. And only because I love this story and it's kind of short. So if we have time, maybe I will read you that other chapter. Maybe I'll go 15 minutes today. Sorry if my mic keeps rubbing, or making a weird sound. It's because it's rubbing on my shirt. I'm trying to keep a hold of it. So anyways, here it goes. Ha-hepiwi means moon in our Lakota language. And this is going to be a creation story. That's actually the subtitle of this book. It's a Lakota creation story. I am a Lakota, a Native American, and that's just kind of like our band that's here in South Dakota. And that's our language. We are actually Sichangu, which is Birthday Nation. We'll get more into that later on in a different episode, but for now, here is the creation story, and this is how we believe our culture. In our culture, this is how we believe. And this is my version of the creation story. There's many different versions, and you can find them on YouTube. Just search Lakota creation story, or even just on the web in general. Getting off topic again. Okay, page one. One clear night, Tyler's mom was tucking her into bed. Tyler noticed how big the moon was. "Ooh, look at the moon tonight, Mom," Tyler said as she gazed out her window at the big, brightly lit moon. Tyler's mom looked out the big night sky and pointed out the Milky Way. "You see that white, like, stream?" Tyler, her mom asked. "Yes, I see it," Tyler replied happily. "That's called the Milky Way, where the heavens are. Those who come before us are called our ancestors. They live up there and are watching over us. We call them the Wichakbi Oyati, the Star Nation," her mom shared with her. Tyler's mind was racing. She had so many questions, but she was tired. She knew her questions would have to wait for another day. She laid back in her bed, staring out at the moon. Tyler's mom tucked her in, kissed her, and told her goodnight. As she walked out the door, Tyler said, "I love you, Mom." She smiled big and replied proudly, "I love you too, my girl. Now get some sleep. How happy we will watch over you." Tyler closed her eyes for a second before she heard a woman's voice. That wasn't her mom's. Tyler thought it came from outside. She quickly got up and ran to the window when she heard it again. "Hello, Tyler," a jolly, beautiful voice said. Tyler looked up at the sky, and to her surprise, it was the moon talking. "Hello," Tyler replied. "My name is Ha-hepiwi," the moon said. Tyler was amazed. She had so many questions, as she often does, but decided to listen to what Ha-hepiwi had to say instead. Would you like to hear a bedtime story about how we all got to this universe? How happy we asked Tyler. Yes, please. Mom usually tells me a story, but not tonight. She has work to do, Tyler said excitedly. How happy we smiled. Well, snuggle up in your bed, and I will tell you a story you will never forget. Tyler opened her window so she could hear how happy we better. She ran back to her bed and crawled under the covers. She was so excited. She couldn't believe the moon was talking to her. Is this a dream? My imagination playing tricks on me? No, this has to be real, Tyler thought to herself as she got comfortable. How happy we began her story. A long time ago, way before there were people or animals, before there were plants or the universe or even the sun or myself. We are going all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning, there was only one. Its name was Ea. Ea was very powerful. Ea had the power to create or destroy. The power to give and to take. The power of good and evil. But Ea was also life and energy. How happy we paused for a moment. She noticed Tyler was listening closely. So she continued. Ea needed some company. So Ea took pieces of itself and combined it with Mini, water. Together it created Maka, the earth. Maka wanted something pretty to look at. So Ea took some blue from Mini and threw it up into the air. This created Makpia Tol, the sky. Makpia grew tired of the darkness, so Ea took some more pieces of itself and created Ambentui, the sun, and myself, Hahepiwi, the moon. Soon Makpia complained to Ea, when I turn to the sun, it's too hot, and when I turn to the moon, it's too cold. Could you create something to protect me? So Ea had a talk with Ambetui and myself. We all agreed to give Maka a covering. In return, she had to create life and nourish it. Maka agreed. Ea took a little more of itself and created Tate, the wind, to bring breath to Maka's creations. Maka got to work. She created the trees, plants, the animals. Tate brought breath to the creations as Maka nurtured the creations. The universe protected them. Maka soon created man and woman. Together, man and woman created life on earth. This is how you are here today, Tyler, how happy we said. We all come from Ea, Tyler asked, a little confused. That's correct. We all come from Ea, which is why eventually Ea grew very old, dry and brittle. Hahepiwi's voice began to soften. Ea eventually broke into tiny pieces that scattered all over the universe. The universe is what lies before you, Hahepiwi said, looking out toward the brightly lit night sky. After creation was complete, above Maka became known as Uchakbiyoyate, the Star Nation. The people on Earth were known as Wamakaska Oyate, which means in English, brings of the earth, beings of the earth that move or have a spirit. Hahepiwi finished her story as she noticed Tyler began to drift off to sleep. Good night, Tyler. Don't forget, I am always here to guide you. I may not always talk, but I will always listen. How happy we finished her journey across the night sky. The end. So we're at 9.5 minutes. And like I said, if I finished, I was going to give you guys the second chapter. But I'm going to create another episode and I'll read the second chapter on that one. And just leave this one to itself so that I can add. I'm thinking about adding this to my Facebook page, my podcast. So that everybody can listen to them. So anyways, I am going to shut this one off and get started on the next one. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I really, really love that story. And I'm getting ready to start drawing the pictures for it. So that's why I wanted to read it. And I have already started drawing them, but I don't like the way they look. So this time I'm going to use, of course, my Wacom tablet that I use to draw digital art. But they have this feature on there that I just found, and I'm part of this group. It's just layers and layers of things that lead up to why I do things. But so I'm a part of this illustration group, and this woman does digital illustrations for her children's books as well as I do. And she just recently started using a crayon, the crayon tool, in her digital work. So that's what I'm going to try. I'm going to use a digital crayon and try to create the pictures for this story with only a digital crayon. Now, I don't know how that's going to turn out, so I'm hoping that it's going to look really like a kid, because that's what I'm trying, that's what I'm going for. I'm going for, like, the eyes of a child, what a child would think. So I'm sitting here and and the way I read this story, I know I say her name a lot, and it's because this story that I just told you is 22 pages long. So each page is only about, you know, a paragraph long. So I want to maybe try to create the whole story with a digital crayon so that it kind of looks like a child. In the eyes of a child, what they would think. And I tried to create the story so that a child would kind of understand as well. Because I never got the creation story told to me in that way for me to understand. It wasn't until I was about 19, 20. I was in college by then. Before I completely understood the creation story. So I'm hoping that this will bring insight to little kids so that they can understand a little bit better. Way better than I did, that's for sure. So we're at 12 minutes, and I said I'm going to keep these at 11 minutes, and I didn't yet again. So I'm going to end it here, and you guys have a good day.